joining us on the fan line. He's the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, Rick Spielman. Mr. Spielman, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Been a busy guy. A lot of interviews over the past couple of days, huh?
Three. This is my fourth.
Only the fourth.
Yeah. I told Bob Hagan's been just wearing me out. I don't know if it's worse going home and doing honeydews in the summer or following Bob Hagan around after the draft.
During the draft, at least day one, how much contact are you in with the owners of the franchise? Because we certainly know that, you know, they gotta pay these guys, and you have to come up with, of course, ideas to bring players in. Was there talk at all during that first day to ask the Wilfs? Because you know it's going to cost the Vikings a little more money to go into that first round a third time.
They're quite familiar with the system, but they would never deny us an opportunity on doing something we felt was best for our football team or to get the best talent out there to help us win ball games. So they are 100% behind anything we feel that we need to do to get the best players in here.
You know, financially, you think about it, the draft picks you gave up for Patterson, I suppose in the long run, did you come out ahead, or is it about the same when it comes to money overall?
Well, you got to look at it. It's about a wash, because when you look at the draft picks or the draft picks involved in that trade, basically we took our second round pick and made it into a first round, so that's a wash. We gave up a third round pick, an extra fourth round pick, but in the third day, as we were going through the draft, I actually moved back and picked up an extra seventh round pick. And that seventh round pick was the original pick that we started with after it got passed around three times
that's right.
In the beginning of the draft. So basically it was a third and an extra fourth that we already had.
Rick, we hear so much about Patterson and moving up to get him, but I want to ask you about Sherry Floyd. A lot of people had him in, you know, like the top five, maybe even going as high as number three to Oakland. You said you had a thousand different scenarios that you can go through, and you never thought that he'd be there at 23. Where did you have him on your board?
Everybody has asked me that, and I would say I will never reveal our board, but I would say he was a very talented football player that we thought if we had the opportunity to get, which we didn't before the draft, that it was a very unique opportunity. And I think what happened in the draft, as you sat there and watched the draft unfold, this was a unique draft, and at the talent level in that first round, there was not a significant difference between the upper tier and the lower tier of that first round. So what teams did was, I think, identify a specific need they wanted to fill. And you saw a lot of offensive linemen go early in the first round, in the upper half of the first round, which pushed back some pretty significant defensive players. And, you know, it worked out great where those were a couple of the needs that we had on this roster, and we got two very good players that we thought we had no chance of potentially getting.
Rick, you've been at this a long time. You've been with a number of other NFL clubs dealing with player personnel, Miami, Chicago. What things did you learn, even like being with the Dolphins, what things did you learn being down there with the Dolphins that you brought back and said, I'm never going to do that again if there was a mistake?
I think you go through your experiences. I think what's unique and different up here is this is really the first opportunity I have had to control everything, where I can have the final say on all our decision process. A lot of the situations I've been in, it's been kind of a team effort, and it's you know, worked out well over the last 2 years, where when there are things that need to be done, it need to be done in a split second, and making split second decisions, you don't have to worry about making sure that this one is okay with it, and this person's okay with it, and this person's okay with it. We've been through the scenarios enough that I have a pretty good feel where everybody is on everything. So when that time comes to make that decision, I have the final authority to do that, which I really have never had before.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the guys that help you prepare for the draft for the Vikings.
I have an unbelievable staff. And Scott Studwell, who's the college director, George Payton, who's my assistant GM, and our whole college scouting staff, all the scouts that are out on the road, we really put a lot of time and effort into this. In fact, in 3 weeks, we're going to be down in meetings for a week to start the 2014 draft preparation. So, but the other thing that really came into play, too, was having our coaches heavily involved. And we went through a three-week process with meetings, discussing how each player, not only what they were talent-wise, but how they actually fit into our scheme and how our coaches seen them fitting into our scheme. So once you get all that in place, and then I go ahead and put us through thousands of different scenarios. If this situation happens, if that situation happens. So when you're actually there on draft day, you, and I should have, I have a very good feel of how things are going to unfold for the most part and which direction we should go in.
He's Rick Spielman, General Manager, Minnesota Vikings, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm sure people have asked you this, Rick, and for those that that haven't maybe heard an answer, you picked a punter in the fifth round, and you know, we've known that Chris Cluey has been outspoken on several issues. Picking the punter out of UCLA in the fifth round, is that strictly because of performance issues, or are there maybe something else to it?
No, it has nothing else to do but with a football decision. In fact, we, myself, and I know our ownership have expressed to Chris that, you know, we respect his opinion out there and on the public platform and whatever issues that he wants to speak out on. That's his right as an American citizen in the First Amendment. So that has nothing to do with weighing in the decisions on when I'm trying to put the best 53 players out there on the field. I know a couple things, you know, as you look at Chris, he's had a very good career, and he's still on our roster. We'll have to make decisions as we go forward on what direction we'll go in that position. I do know that's coming. But you also have to also look at, you know, we're going to be in a dome one more year. We're going to be probably playing outside for at least 1 to 2 years before we get back into our new facility. So those are just all the things that you kind of weigh and look in at when you're making football decisions.
A couple of linebackers with Penn State and then UCLA, a couple of players from there. Some pretty good football programs to get some players for here late in the draft.
Yeah, no, we were very excited about our third day. The two Penn State linebackers, Mahdi and Hodges, you know, felt very strongly about both of those players. Hodges was a former safety that moved to linebacker, that is an extremely good athlete that can play multiple positions. It also is very talented in pass coverage situations. Mahdi was the player that is a true Mike linebacker that has very good instincts. But, you know, the biggest negative on him and why he fell so far was because he just went through his third ACL surgery. But I have the utmost confidence in our doctors, in our training staff, and we have a pretty good history here of guys coming off ACLs and being able to perform. So before I make any decisions, and I'm not a doctor, but if they're telling me that we feel very confident that he'll be able to come back from this, his repair was excellent. We'll have to do some rehab with him when he comes in starting this weekend. He should be ready to go by training camp, and we feel we may have gotten a very good football player.
Do you feel like in the draft you were able to get a guy that might be able to be your middle linebacker, whether it's Mauti or Hodges, or maybe moving Aaron Henderson to the middle linebacker, or could you possibly explore a free agent route, maybe a Paris Lennon, Carlos Dansby, or I know the name a lot of guys are throwing around is Brian Urlacher.
We're excited to see what we have. We feel we have some very good candidates already on our roster, and the one guy that people do forget that had a very good preseason for us was Adi Cole, who we drafted last year. Aaron Henderson gives us the flexibility because he has position flexibility to play outside or inside. Hodges has the position flexibility to play outside or inside. So we have got a lot of very good candidates. What we'll do is we start evaluating starting this weekend when all our rookies come in for the rookie mini camp, and as we get through our OTAs and our final mini camp there towards the end of June, we'll have a pretty good sense of where we're at and what positions fit these guys the best.
Yeah, and the first three picks, your first three guys in the first round, do you expect them to be major players already coming up this fall?
Well, we'll see. You know, we have some very good players in front of those guys, but I know our coaches we went with the youth movement last year, did a great job developing our young talent, and we had a lot of young rookies last year make key contributions for us. But that's part of the process. Once our coaches get their hands on them when they come in, and then they start the process of you know, training these guys and teaching them the technique and all the little nuances that it's going to take to play in this league, we'll just see how quickly they come along, and their roles will definitely be defined as not only we get through training camp but through the season as well.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Always great to have you on here in Sioux Falls, and we certainly will talk with you again down the road. Appreciate
Do I get a Sioux Falls T-shirt or anything for coming on? I didn't get anything last time I was on.
Yes, we'll get
you. Yeah, that's you, Maddox.
We will get you something there, Mr. Spielman.
We can. I think we know people. Maddox, you know people.
Yep.
You guys got a coffee cup up there or a pen or anything? I don't have anything from Sioux Falls on
my
desk.
Oh, we'll get you a koozie. We'll get you a koozie.
Expect something in the mail soon there, Mr. Spielman.
I'm just kidding. All right, thanks, guys, for having me on. It's always fun.
Thanks, Rick.
All right.
Rick Spielman, the GM of the Minnesota Vikings.